Magneto Mel, sparking your knowledge engine. Back now with Push to Talk on EAA Radio.
And welcome back. You're listening to Magneto Mel on EAA Radio, 93.3 FM and EAARadio.net. I'm sitting here with Jason LeCavalier. I'm not sure how to say your name, but and you are an artist. You fly?
Do I fly?
Yes.
Not yet. I went to ground school, but, you know, let's pass it. Someday.
Okay. And just to tell people a little bit about yourself. So you're deaf and you're involved with aviation. How?
I got involved with, I've always been interested in flying. Took ground school 2 years ago, and around the same time I also met Rick Landrick from Landrick Custom Guitars, and I have a business that works with custom painting, predominantly motorcycles, but guitars has always been something I wanted to play since I was a kid and saw Michael J. Fox and Back to the Future, but, you know, I came here, so it's not really something I ever got.
And was it used in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah? And so the guitar that he's playing, we can see that was one of yours. That was one of your jobs.
No.
You painted that guitar?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. And then what others have you painted?
I painted a couple of guitars, I would say maybe a dozen or so in the last year. We were planning to do some more World War II bomber planes with pin-up girls on top, some action scene photos on the back, all painted, of course.
Okay, and so, you know, what we're hearing right now is he's playing one of yours. Is this one of your guitars here?
That's actually the first guitar I ever painted with planes on it.
And that's the Zenith aircraft guitar, and so I guess it's actually a working guitar. It's not just for aesthetic purposes.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay. And so then, so you work with someone? You work with someone who?
No, I don't really trust anyone else to fix my equipment. So.
But you paint, and someone else.
I do have some help here and there. All the paint work, I'll do that myself.
Okay, and then tell me a little bit about the motorcycles.
I've been involved with Harley Davidson's CVO program, working with pinstriping, custom paint. I now have my own shop, and I like working with Ducatis, Eric Buell Racing.
So the really cheap airplane, or the really cheap bikes, yeah?
No.
Ducatis, Harley Davidson. So, and then how did you get started with that?
I was in college. I went to USC in California. Also very expensive, just like everything else. I needed money for ramen noodles and peanut butter, so I started painting motorcycle helmets in the garage. And that's how I got started.
And you said you went to college. You went to the university for this?
No, I actually went to School for Business Administration. Art was just something I pursued in my free time. I just realized I'm not really the type to sit behind a desk and push a pencil. So
your parents are okay with your choice?
At first they were like, you know, you need to find something that's going to make money. Motorcycles are a hobby, but I turned my hobby into my living. I wouldn't have it any other way.
And do you paint airplanes or no? Or are you going to start?
No, I haven't actually painted any airplanes. There's been some interest in doing restorations, the pinup work, World War II planes, tail numbers, things like that, where custom applications could be used.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about being a deaf person in aviation? There's going to be, just after you, there's a CFI who's completely deaf that's coming in here. So you just finished ground school. Is that right?
Yeah.
You did? So
I've heard that there are other deaf pilots, but I'm not sure how it works. I think you need someone else up there in tandem with you. Obviously, to hear all the radio talk and.
Yeah, actually, they just fly in uncontrolled airports. But
oh well, I can't do that. I have to control it.
Well, ones with no tower, so or
right,
no
right.
No radio okay. Communication. So, so what made you want to get involved with aviation?
Well, I love you know, movies when I was a kid. I loved Air Force movies, you know, Top Gun, all kinds of others. But it's just the feeling of feeling soaring, alone, freedom. And you get the same feeling from a motorcycle, but it's amplified once you're up in the air. So if I can get out, the only holdup I would have with that is if I were to get my pilot's license, I have to stay within view of the tower if I want to fly solo, so I basically can't get out of the sandbox. But, you know, with advancements in electronics,
I can introduce you to some people.
Yeah,
that can help with that. But, so how did you turn this into a business? This painting, you said your parents said it's a hobby, so how did you make this into your job?
Well, initially I wanted to go work for one of the Japanese big four companies, Honda, Suzuki, Yamaha, but I just realized it wasn't for me, and once I got involved with the painting, I knew I wanted to pursue it, I just wasn't sure which direction I wanted to take. So I spent a number of years working on custom Harleys, and then from there I started building my own bikes, and I set up my own shop, started finding new clients, and, you know, now I'm trying to diversify a little bit. We have guitars, you know, possibly airplanes in the future, cars, motorcycles. I mean, the motorcycle is constant. We're working with some production work now with Eric Buell Racing's new 1190 RS Superbike, and we're going to see a lot of success with that.
So can you talk about the process of when you get, say, a new guitar or motorcycle?
Well, most of the time when we get a new body, we talk about what's going to go on it. Sometimes we use the wood grain to amplify what we're putting on there. With candy colors, which are similar to wood stains. Oftentimes we have to seal the guitar. You can't just paint over it. There's actually quite a bit of work that goes into prepping them before paint ever touches it.
Such as?
Well, seal it, clear it. It depends if we're going to use the wood grain or not. Otherwise, we can prime it. You just have to keep building that up so you get a perfectly smooth surface.
And how is that different from the motorcycle?
Well, oftentimes it's not. Some of the motorcycles I work with are made of carbon fiber, and aramid materials like that often have pinholes, little air pockets trapped in the surface that you can't see until you paint it. And then once you paint it, it's pretty bumpy. They look like fish-sized. In a lot of ways, they're similar. They're just different substrates. You know, we work with what we have to. We do a lot of experimenting.
So how do people find you? Do they just look on the internet, or?
Oftentimes it's word of mouth. Sometimes it's Facebook. We have a new website coming out. Most of the time it's people, satisfied customers, to put the name out for us. Ever since we got here, we already have a number of commissions for new guitars, and no one has seen this yet.
And this one that he's playing, that was the first one?
Well, that was actually the second one we painted for the show. That's the first one I've ever painted with airplanes on it. The first one we did was actually Glacier Girl, which was modeled after the plane that was that the first year listing? Yeah.
So, and then, only guitars, motorcycles, you do?
No, I put the paint on anything you want. I painted toilet seats, refrigerators, anything.
And why toilet seats?
Why not?
How did that happen?
Why not? If you paint a toilet seat, no one wants to use the bathroom, so we don't have to clean it. It works for me.
And then what other things have you painted?
I painted on people.
People?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Do you?
People sometimes want temporary tattoos at auto shows. Sometimes we paint models, you know, in front of motorcycles that draws people in. They want to see what you're doing while you're doing that. So, you know, painting flames or company logos.
And then what's the preparation process for people? You don't seal them, huh? You don't seal them.
We use water-based pants for that. It's actually body pants, so you need to step under the shower, it washes right off.
Okay, and then do you have something here that you're displaying or your business? Do you have, besides these guitars, do you have a motorcycle here?
I'm just here to support the guitars for now.
So,
always the possibility of next year.
What about a website?
We're working on that at the moment.
You're working on that at the moment? So, where can someone go to look at your work?
Where's my work?
Mm-hmm.
I have a shop down in Waukesha, Wisconsin. It's right about 20 minutes outside of Milwaukee.
So you're close to here.
Pretty close to here.
So you're local. So, and then what's your goals with aviation now? You say...
What's my goal with aviation?
Yeah.
To break the sound barrier. What else?
Very cute.
it would be actually pretty nice to do the stunt riding, stunt flying. That would be fun. We can still stay within the sandbox and have some fun.
Aerobatics and,
I do it on motorcycles, why not an airplane?
Really? So, what do you ride?
What do I ride? Depends on what day it is, but my favorites are Ducatis. I love the B-Twin Superbikes.
Okay, and you said that your favorite is the Ducatis, so how many different bikes do you have?
Every bike has its application, there's Trappers, custom hairy baggies, Ducatis, they're built for speed, dirt bikes, supermoto, scooters.
Just depends on what you want to do that day, so.
I'm lucky enough to be involved in my passion, which is painting and motorcycles.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you've been listening to Jason LeCavalier.
LeCavalier, like the K.
Okay, Jason LeCavalier on EAA Radio. Jason, thank you so much for being here. And
thank you for having me.
Everyone else, you're listening to EAA Radio on 93.3 FM and EAARadio.net around the world.